Blog Talk Radio.
Star. And the
the dream is to be what it is, because it's part of the unique essence of creation that comes from inside myself. So I enjoy creating. And I want to just make a statement about anything that I've written on Twitter that has nothing to do with music. It's just me as a person expressing myself. Please separate that from, you know, Dove Knight, the musician, and the artist, and the album, because it's just what it is. You know, I express myself about different point of views. So I hope I didn't offend anybody or anything, but that's just the way it is. I surely enjoy being an artist and making this EP, this label, Show Dove Knight. So I hope that you can listen to this and give it a try if you prefer. It's available on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. It's available on Napster, everywhere. You can listen to it for free on Spotify. You just listen, play it, and see what you think. And to all other musicians who have albums coming out or EPs, please send me a sample. Someone sent me a sample of their EP a few days ago, and I enjoyed it. I thought the guy was immensely talented, so talented enough. I would love to work with him on the song. So that's the criteria. It's just being part of the ballgame of just creating and to be inspiring and to help other artists and to be a part of the crowd, to know that we, as a creator, it's a joy to create and make music. The song, one of the songs that, you know, that I just played, I Really Want to Be With You, was a great joy to work with, because it involved a lot of keyboards and a lot of synths. So I hope you enjoyed it. It was a collaboration. The ideas came back and forth between me and David, and we came up with that sound. So I hope you like it. The Slow Evolution of Dove Knight also have other songs on the EP. And if you listen to it, you probably, the impressions that I got from some people that have listened to it is that some of it is so sad and some of it is so joyfully about love. And my response to it is that not necessarily. I mean, I will say Outkast has a very extreme melancholy tone, similar to like Smashing Pumpkins, you know, Disarm song, or Nirvana. You know, like Dumb, it has that melancholy tone. It's because it's an illustration of how I felt about myself at a period of time where I was going through so many obstacles. I was living on the street and I was robbed. And I was writing lyrics while I was sitting in a coffee shop because I had no place to live. And I was about to go back to New York because I was going through a lot of hard times. So When I was going through all that hard time, I had a notebook and I was writing a whole bunch of lyrics, and that became the song Outkast. So I felt like I was alone and alienated. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way, but the truth of the matter is that it was an expression of what I was going through. But nevertheless, it's overcoming obstacles and being positive. The other song's unique. And tragedy is not what I am, not necessarily sad. Tragedy is not what I am. I will admit I was reluctant to put that out because it had such another melancholy tone. It was dealing with the homelessness and overcoming obstacles, trying to make it in the music business as a rock pop singer, as well as trying to, go through college and failing all my classes and getting rejected by the record labels and getting rejected by people in love and getting rejected by the world at large. And that's Outkast has more of that tone. But tragedy is about believing thyself that things will get better and I will prevail. So tragedy is not what I am. It's a rock song. it, you can hear it. It has, it's, you know, it's kind of a ballad. It still means, you know, overcoming obstacles despite what's going on. You know, it's hard. And I'm going to say that tragedy is not what I am. It's a good illustration that everything will get better. And this is also a good message for anyone who's having trouble or who's alone on the holidays. I've been there. I've been alone on Christmas a lot, and I had some really bad experiences on Christmas. But things get better, you know. And what I mean by this statement is that if anyone feels alone, remember there's a higher power with you. You are not alone. If you believe in a God, God is with you. And there are places where you can go. There would give out Christmas dinner and shelters as well as gatherings where you won't feel alone. Because unfortunately, some people were left out during the holiday season who had no families or no place to live or no place to be in. And some people, unfortunately, have committed suicide. So I want to let you know that we don't want no suicide prevention. That was an error. We don't want nobody to kill themselves. We want to prevent suicide. That's what I meant. So if you're feeling alone, there's places to go for Christmas dinner or to talk. There's hotlines to talk. The reason why I say that is because I've been there where I was alone on Christmas and I had nobody to be with. But, and it's important to believe that. But I believe that was a higher power with me. And there's always a higher power with everybody. So believe in thyself. Everything will get better. And the holiday season is to enjoy. I'm just saying to prevent any time, you know, that's what I'm saying. If anyone hears this, that things get better, you know. It does. Well, anyway, the Evolution of Dove Night is out there. And that's what it is. And, you know, I believe that things get better because, you know, the clouds change. The sun comes out and everything does get better. You know, how I feel, if I'm feeling down, I know that in a few hours I'll feel better. And one reason is because I like myself, you know. And, you know, love is so important. It keeps us together. Love is the most healing part of the human spirit. And since it's the most healing part of the human spirit, it helps us to get through a lot. And when it helps us get through a lot, it really helps us when we find the right person. Because when we find the right person, we can truly say, that is why I fell in love with you, you know?
The true love, are you the one for me?
It was just writing from the heart, is not writing to impress others. It was writing from the heart. Every one of them is. And I enjoy doing the Slow Evolution of Dove Night because it's about the manifestation of a dream. To continue the dream to be a rock singer, rock star, or pop singer, pop star. It was what it was. And I want to say the tragedy is not what I am. You can see it on YouTube. You can listen to it on Spotify. Just go to DoveNighd. If you look on my Twitter account at Dove Needs Love 22, DoveNeedsLove 22 is my Twitter. You'll see I do have a website. Yes, it's, you know, it's a small, cheesy website, Dove Night Web Note. You'll see it. You might also see the videos on Twitter because there's a whole bunch. The videos are on Twitter for people to see. So, it's on there. Or after I do this broadcast, I'll put more videos of it, of the songs that are on the Slow Evolution of Dove Night. EP was released in end of October 2017, so I hope you will consider listening. Again, happy holidays, really, truly. And I just want to say, I'm going to repeat that, the holidays is very sad for those who are alone, so there's always somebody to talk to, that life gets better, for those who are alone and feeling troubled. Don't give up, I ain't giving up, and so shouldn't you, to prevent any kind of suicide or anything. There's suicide prevention services there's lots of places to go to. I talk about this because, and the reality is that it affects everybody. And you should know that there were, in this past 2017, there were suicide deaths of rock stars, like Chris Cornell, which was so tragic and so horrific, and as well as Chester Bennington. So it happens to everybody, and I just want to say my condolences to their families, because Chester Bennington was a great person and great singer, and so was Chris Cornell. And please, call the suicide prevention services. Go to talk to somebody if you're having trouble. Well, anyway, it's important, no matter where we are or where we're going, to always believe in thyself, because love is so important. Of ourselves, it's so important, because I do believe, love of thyself, and try to, give us some love in and take care of ourselves and do the best we can, because that is where it is. And when you love someone else, it's a bonus, because when you love someone else, it's a manifestation that you like yourself, because if you like yourself, you will be able to love someone else. And that is the truth. So when I go and out there knowing that I feel good about myself, I truly will tell the person that I meet that I fall in love with when I meet them that I'm going to be with them forever. And I mean forever. Through time.
Because I know.
thank you. And last thing, may all your dreams come true, like I hope Brian's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Merry Christmas. Good night.